This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted, you and your liberal chummies are always chopping on the Defense Department about abuses. Well, now it's time to applaud a model government program made possible through the contracting process. We'll face off in a moment. The highly successful Voyager 2 was developed by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, a private operation, Ted, woe is me, and by over 20 other big business subcontractors. Voyager was scheduled to endure for 5 years, but it lasted for 12 good ones. Its first destination was Saturn, but it went on to explore the heavens of other planets. It has expanded our knowledge of the solar system beyond imagination, and it will inspire a new generation of excited young scientists. The private sector is absolutely essential to our military and scientific programs. Liberal detractors should not use a few abuses in the contracting process to discredit the entire productive partnership. You wouldn't let that happen, would you, Ted?
Al, no one's questioning the importance of private enterprise to our military and scientific goals. The spectacular success of the Voyager space probe and its historic pictures from Neptune are American science and technology at its best. Productive partnership between government and the private sector. Meanwhile, back on Earth, Al, we're not hitting our targets nearly as well. We're still mopping up from too many scandals that hit us in the past 8 years because oversight was lax and government didn't do its job. The Iran-Contra scandal was the biggest mess, but it was far from the only one. Isolated abuses, Al? Hardly. They became a way of life in the Reagan years. The Pentagon had a doubleheader, the procurement scandal and the nuclear waste scandal. There's also the HUD scandal, the savings and loan scandal, and the generic drug scandal. Not a pretty picture, Al. Not nearly as pretty as the pictures we saw from Neptune. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the minimum wage. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.